This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation.
Well, Shabbat Shalom, everyone, on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. And we welcome you to an hour of Raising the Standard here on WCNO from 12 noon to 1 o'clock. And this is broadcast every Saturday. And the host, Pastors Gene and Pastors Donna, are not here today. Pastor Gene is in ICU in the hospital. So we'll be doing the broadcast today. Bob and Pastor Jonathan is joining in today. And we pray that all will be blessed at this time. I'd like to mention that this afternoon at 2 p.m., is our Shabbat service, and the address for this service is 455 Southeast Osceola, Stuart, Florida, and this is next to the North Hospital. Amen.
Greetings. My name is Bob, and I've been involved in Christian radio on and off since for more than 20 years. And I love the radio and the message that we're able to give out. And we welcome your support for this program. It's as if you enjoy what you hear, we'd like for you to take part. And you can contact us directly or at WCNO Radio 89.9, and they're in Stuart, Florida.
Amen. So if you would like to help out with the radio program, the finances are $165 a week, or if you would just like to send in a love offering to Pastors Gene and Donna, or you can send it to the radio station. Amen.
That's right. And if you send it to the radio station, we will make sure that it gets on the air. All right. Can I jump in here for one moment?
Go for it.
We are so blessed to have Raising the Standard on our station here at WCNO in Palm City, Florida. Been on the station for in excess of 20 years. 20 years. Mm-hmm. And Marge and Bob, it's good to join you today. And I know both of you have some things the Lord's put in your heart. We're going to be looking at those. But prior to getting into some of the word discussion today, we want to take a few moments and give you an update. Over the last several days, as manager of this station, we have been breaking into some of our moments where we could in between music, giving you an update on both Tom Creighton as well as Gene Hilton. And so that's something that we have been trying to keep you aware of, because we know that you're in prayer. for both of them. Tom is making great improvements.
Amen.
And we thank the Lord for that. Spoke with him earlier today. And also, Gene had some procedures done that had to do with his heart. I think some stents were replaced or put in. And that was successful. But
yes.
What is his current condition? I know he's in ICU.
He's in ICU, and his kidneys have failed because the opaque dye that they gave for contrast to do the heart diagnosis and the placement of the stents has shut down his kidneys, and we just finished a dialysis treatment this morning, the first of several, and so that's a problem. And the diagnosis confirmed that he had his bypasses that had been done in heart surgery a couple of years ago, they had all collapsed, and so he had three stents put in to open those up a little bit, and there's a bad valve that needs to be repaired or replaced. Because blood is flowing back from the heart into the lungs instead of the going in the right direction. And this has kept him very weak. And his O2 level was really low last night, so he was transferred to ICU about midnight. And he's been there since, and he'll be there a couple of more days. And but he is improving. He had better color this morning. And right after they put the stents in, his color looked fantastic, so I was really impressed when I was seeing him. So he's doing better. Your prayers are greatly welcomed. We ask you to continue praying for him and for Tom Creighton, and
Amen.
God will honor your prayers.
Amen. So the word is that he was in a real tough place.
Yes.
But the Lord has sustained him. And the Lord is raising him up, and there still are some things ahead of him, but he's making progress. He is in ICU, so we want to continue to pray for him. In fact, might be good to just take a few moments right now to lift him up in prayer. And before we do that, I wanted to share a scripture that's been a blessing to me. It's from Psalm 34:19, and it's a psalm that probably many of you know, and you could almost quote, but it simply says this: many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all.
Amen.
So we are not we're not isolated from attack. We face attack.
Yes.
The enemy does take shots at us. I mean, if you're doing anything for God, you are going to come up against opposition.
Amen.
In this world, we will have trouble. But
yes.
Jesus said we could rejoice because he overcame the world.
Yes.
And so this is not a strange thing. We should not look at this and say, well, how does this happen? How does this happen? Well, we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, but we live in flesh and we have blood. So our physical bodies are affected sometimes by the warfare. And so when you're praying for Gene, pray for Don as well. It's not just him. She has a very heavy load on her shoulders as well, and they're both faithful people in the kingdom of God. They love the Lord. They
yes.
love God's people, and God has put a mandate on their life, and they do everything in their power to share that mandate. And so, though the afflictions of the righteous are many, yet the Lord is the one who delivers us.
Yes.
And we look to the Lord today. And if it's okay, I'd like to just lead out in a moment of prayer, and then we'll probably close today with a return to prayer again. Most gracious Father,
yes,
we are conscious today of the greatness of our God
yes.
to deliver. Though the affliction is visible, the doctors can diagnose it, and they can evaluate, and they can put strategies, plans, and care plans together, yet we know, Father, that you are the one who raises us up. You are our healer.
Amen.
So today, Lord, we thank you that you are the one that's strengthening Donna. You're strengthening Gene. Father, your arms are around them today. You're lifting them up. You're carrying them. And we just lift up any who are in our listening audience, you who are listening today, we lift you up. If you're going through some affliction today, if the enemy's been attacking you, then you understand exactly about the warfare and what's going on.
Yes.
But Father, our eyes are not going to be fastened on the storm. We're not going to look at the wind. We're not going to look at the height of the waves. We're not going to calculate how long it's going to blow or how difficult it might be or what we might go through. We're just going to give praise to you.
Yes.
That you're a mighty God who delivers your people, and you did not call us to anything that you did not already have a plan to take us through. So we commit them into the healing hands of God today, knowing that the enemy's plans have been defeated in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Well, amen.
We have some great scriptures and some other thoughts here, and Marge looks all ready to go.
well, you know, while you were praying, Pastor Jonathan, I was thinking about our few weeks that we were talking about manifestation.
Ah, yes.
And, you know, like Pastor Jonathan said, we see the doctors at work. We see all the machines around him. We see the nurses actively working over him. And I just praise the Lord for the manifestation that's going to come.
Amen.
So that the nurses will be will see the glory. So the doctors will see the glory. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Great testimony, right? Great
Amen.
Testimony. Great testimony. All right. So where are we going into the Word today? Bob, you have yours open, and you also have some great notes over there. What's on your heart, Bob? What's God speaking to you about?
Well, in the last few weeks, I have been thinking about my son, who has been dying of lung cancer. And Margie is here with me, and her husband also has lung cancer.
Yes.
And it's a debilitating disease. And last week we were here, we were talking about living in the Spirit. And as we were talking about living in the Spirit, Pastor Gene wanted me to speak, but my thoughts were on what it is to die in the Spirit and to know that the Lord Jesus is your Savior, and that you have the promise of eternity and life with Him. And as we were raising my sons, I have four sons and three daughters. We had them in a Christian school, and we homeschooled them ourselves, and they memorized scripture, and they grew up. But my sons strayed in ways that I was not happy with, and as this son is on his deathbed, I'm thinking, is he going to heaven? Was his early experiences in the faith sufficient to carry him through, even though he's lived a life that is not God-honoring since then, and he married an ungodly woman? And so these thoughts were in my mind. And I was going to read to you from Mark 1, but I'm going to go back and I'm going to John chapter 3. And the promise that we have there in John chapter 3, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John 3, here we are. We're told, first, the most popular verse in the Bible, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And we have the promise in the next verse, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." And going to verse 35, same chapter, chapter 3, the Father loves the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. And I'm asking you, as I think on these verses, do you know that Jesus loves you? Does it matter? Do you care? Now, I first heard those on a radio program, those words on a radio program over 50 years ago, and that radio pastor closed his program every morning with those words. Do you know that Jesus loves you? doesn't matter. Do you care? You know, it's a question of eternity. Where will you spend eternity? This life is just a testing ground on what you will do with Jesus. Nothing else is important at all. Houses, cars, tools, girlfriends, husbands, wives, children. It's most important thing of all is, what are you doing with Jesus? He that has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life, but the wrath of God abideth on him forever. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after that there's the judgment. How will you fare in that judgment?
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
You know, that's a bit of a strong word, but it's a word of truth and a word that calls us to the Father, because he's calling. As you were sharing that, and I was thinking there, our mothers and fathers, grandparents that have children perhaps in a similar situation. Maybe you may have a spouse that you've been praying for, maybe at some point in their life had some exposure, but you're not really sure where they are today. And it's a truth that the Word presents to us in John 16 that talks about the work of the Holy Spirit. And just be assured of this, that the Holy Spirit is convicting the world of sin, of righteousness, and judgment to come. And it's the work of the Holy Spirit to touch people's hearts, to awaken in them that awareness, that understanding, that every person needs Jesus. It's not religion we need. We need Jesus.
Yes.
We need Jesus. We need a personal relationship with Jesus, whether you're a Jew, whether you're a Gentile. As a child, we used to sing Jesus loves all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white.
They are precious in his sight.
Listen, you are precious in the sight of the Lord.
Yes.
You may have tuned in today and you may say, well, I'm not really sure where my relationship is with the Lord. Well, if you're not sure, then you can be, and you should be, and you should call upon the name of the Lord today, thinking of a tragic situation that took place with one of our families, wherein one of their family members took their life, an extended family member. And, you know, just a tragic situation. And in looking at that and thinking about that, even in that situation, I know that there was a story in the Word of God about a thief that hung on a cross.
Amen.
You know what? We do not know and cannot comprehend the greatness of God's grace and mercy that reaches out right up to the last minute.
Yes.
And sometimes, you know, we look at things and go, well, I don't know about that. Well, I don't know about that. I believe there's a lot of things we need to just give to the Lord. But, you know, that thief on the cross, he couldn't go out on one evangelistic crusade. He was not going to have another day. He had no opportunity to be baptized in water.
Amen.
That wasn't going to happen.
No.
You know, he could not go back to the temple. He couldn't have any more ceremonial activities in his life. But what he had was a request. Lord, remember me.
Amen.
When you come. And that was enough. It wasn't even a good, you know, I grew up as a Methodist. That wasn't even a good centered prayer for a Methodist. Maybe not for a Baptist. Maybe, I don't know, whatever you might be. But listen, God looks at your heart.
Yes.
God looks at your heart. And for us to be looking at this today, God's touching some of your hearts today. And if you're redeemed, you should shout to the Lord and say, amen. The Holy Spirit's leading and guiding me into truth. If you're not sure, why not this very moment?
Amen.
This very moment. Say, Lord Jesus, I need a Savior.
Amen.
I want to know,
yes, Lord,
that you have come into my life. So I confess that I have sinned and I have rebelled against God. I have ran from you, and I ask you to forgive me of my sin. Come into my life. be Lord of my life from this moment forward. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, and may I be led into all truth. In Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Now, Marge, what do you have? Oh, Bob, you're still... Yes. Okay.
I wanted to say one more thing. When I was with my son in Oregon 3 weeks ago, I explained to him and his wife, because that discussion came up, what do I have to do to find favor with God?
That's it.
And I said, religion would have you a list of what you got to do and what you cannot do. It's a bunch of do's and don'ts. But a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, is that he did it all. It is done. You don't have to do anything except believe that Jesus' death on the cross was sufficient for the forgiveness of your sins, and you receive his life as a free gift for your forgiveness. That's what it takes, mm-hmm, trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, because Jesus has already done it all. You cannot do anything to find favor good enough to get you into heaven.
That's very true. Have you ever seen these stickers on the back of cars around Christmas that say, Jesus is the reason for the season?
Yes.
And that is true. But every time I read that, I always have this thought that God so loved the world. Really, we are the reason for the season. He came that we might have life and have it abundant. Okay, now, Marge, I can see you're all ready to explode over there with great, great truth.
Well, I was just following up after Bob. I was thinking that I had spoken to my son about... I was asking him if he knew the Lord and being born again. And he says, well, Mom, I'm a good person. I help people. So I'm all right with God. And I said, but son, do you know Jesus as your Lord and your Savior? Did you bow on your knee or bow your head and ask him to come into your life and ask forgiveness of your sins? And he said no. So I know that the word went in, and now I just the seed has been planted, and
amen.
I'm looking and praying for a manifestation. And I was also thinking about those who may be listening and don't, this may be your first time to listen, or maybe a few times you've listened, and Pastor Gene has offered prayers of salvation and talked about the word about salvation. And it doesn't matter who you are, what color you are. And as Pastor Jonathan said, it doesn't matter what religion your family comes from.
That's right.
The most important thing is having this personal relationship with Jesus. You can, as I went to church, and I've mentioned before here that I went to church as a child, and I knew of him. I sang songs about him. But I never gave my life to Jesus. This particular church just did not know about being born again. And so I only knew of him on Sundays when I went to church. So it's very important. You know, the Bible says that not all that says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. You have to have that personal, that intimate relationship with Jesus, Yeshua. So I thank him. I thank him today that he loved us so much, that he died such a cruel death, and he never grumbled and he never complained while he was being whipped, or I guess they, the Bible says that they pulled at his beard, and I know that they put a crown of thorns in his head. But he said, they know not what they do.
Father,
so
forgive them.
Forgive them, Father. So Amen. That's what he asks of us.
That's the heart of God.
That's the heart. Whenever we see the love in the Bible, that's everything, because he is love. So I thank him for the cross. I thank him for dying for my sins, that I might have life with him eternally.
You know, Marge, we're talking about such an important topic, and you mentioned being born again.
Yes.
I had a lady one day call the office, and she wanted to see if there was anyone there that could help her understand what it meant to be born again. And she was from a mainline denomination, and they just did not use that term,
no.
Born again. She
no.
didn't know what that meant, and her children had been talking to her about the importance of her being born again. And so she called in, wanted to know what that was all about. And so I took her over to John chapter 3 and read that with her, had her, follow along.
Amen.
And so she said, but what does this mean? and so even after, you see something in the Word of God, a lot of people don't read the Word of God. And so they are not familiar with some of the terminology. And I even hear people today saying, share your witness without using those terms. Well, why wouldn't we use those terms?
Jesus used them.
Yeah, Jesus used them. So we ought to use those terms. You must be born again. That's what Jesus said. And so, this story that Jesus gives is not, it is a truthful account of a man.
Yes.
Who came by night. His name is Nicodemus. He came by night, and you may be one of those people. You may be listening to this radio program today saying, I would never step inside a church, but I am curious, or there's something inside of me that need that has not been met. I am tired of being dry, being down, being defeated, and not having purpose in my life. And I'm looking for direction, and maybe, just maybe, well, it's not a just maybe, it's an absolutely certainty.
Yes.
that Christ is the answer. Christ is the answer. And this born-again life is not having your name on some church roll somewhere. It is having your name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's,
yes.
That's the book that matters. Years ago, we had a very highly decorated captain that was in our congregation, and he came from a mainline denomination. And as he was nearing the last months of his life, I would meet with him and talk with him and ask him about his relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
And he would say to me, I'm not sure. I don't have a clarity of assurance that I'm ready to die. And so, one day as I was in prayer, the Lord just spoke to me about authority and about the power of the Word of God, the absolute accuracy of the Word of God. And I went back and met with him. He had been on a few vessels that had went down, actually had them shot out from under him while he was in the service. And he had to give some commands to some men to go and do some things to protect some secrets during the war. And there were some missions. I was never in that role, so I don't understand what all was involved. But he said, there's not a day that I don't think about the directions that I had to give, because I'm a man under authority.
Yes.
Well, when I took him into the Word and said, I want you to understand that when Jesus speaks, he has all authority. And so today, it's not some religious leader. It is the Father who's speaking through the Son that you must be born again.
Amen.
And this is coming into the kingdom of God by believing in your heart, professing with your mouth.
Yes.
It's a turning around. It's
yes.
a change of direction. It's
yes.
a new beginning. Amen. All that good stuff.
Amen.
All that good stuff. And incidentally, the captain came to understand and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior. And he had a powerful testimony in his last weeks that he knew, that he knew, that he knew, that he was ready to meet the Lord. He was ready to die. And listen, you know, Bob, you're talking about your boy. Gene and Donna, they're over at the hospital. I've been in the hospital. Probably both of you have been treated for this, treated for that. We win either way.
Amen.
Amen.
Either way.
That's true, Pastor Jonathan.
We win.
That's true.
We win. We have nothing to fear. Gene doesn't have anything to fear today. Donna doesn't have anything to fear today.
No.
They walk with the Lord. And you might be listening saying, well, I sure wish I had that kind of comfort in my life.
Amen.
I was talking,
it comes from him.
It comes from the Lord.
Yes.
It comes from the Lord.
It does. And nobody else.
Nobody else can give it to us. You know, if you don't have that today, the Lord has it for you. The Lord definitely has it for you. I had a precious Jewish man one day tell me, he was a friend that I spoke to many times. He said, I sure wish as a Jew that I could have the peace in dying that you Christians have. I said, well, you can. You know, this is from God. It's not something that the Protestant church came up with. It's something that God came up with.
Yes.
You know, so the wages of sin is death.
Yes.
But the gift of God is eternal life. And it's always been through the Messiah. So if you're Jewish and you're listening today, understand that Jesus is the fulfillment. Yeshua HaMashiach. Jesus is the fulfillment.
Yes.
Of the Father's plan and purpose to provide life.
Amen.
And it is to all who believe, receive.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I was looking at John 3, and
okay.
Bob read
35 and 6.
Okay, and I was just looking at verse 6, because we were talking about, Pastor Jonathan was talking about, what is this being born again all about? And,
yes.
And I know it's in the Bible. Pastor Jonathan, you mean we got to go back into our mother's womb again?
Yeah, right.
So right here it says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. So when we come into the world through our mother's womb, that's being born of the flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So when we bow our head and ask the Lord to come into our heart and we ask him to forgive us of our sins and acknowledge who he is, we are immediately, not down the road, not when we get better, now it is immediately we are born of the Spirit, and we become his child, and we become righteous. And I always had a problem with that, because I thought I had to do a lot of great works before I became righteous. But Pastor Gene and Donna have had to tell me many times, Marge, you Jesus sees you righteous right at the moment when you give your life to him and become born again. You are a son and daughter of the Most High God immediately. Thank you, Father.
Margie was saying that in John chapter 3, verse 6, that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And Jesus said, marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. That reminded me of John chapter 1, verse 12. And I'm going to start before that. It says that John the Baptist came as a witness, but he of the light, but he was not that light. But he said that Jesus was the true light, which lighteth every man that comes in the world. Jesus was in the world, and the world was made by Jesus, and the world did not know him. Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received Jesus, to them gave Jesus the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of the blood. Didn't matter what your heritage was or your genealogy, nor of the will of the flesh. It didn't matter what you wanted to do, but it's God's will, or nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of Jesus and cried, saying, this is he of whom I spoke. He that cometh after me was preferred before me, because he was before me. And of his fullness have we received, and grace of grace. So, if you have received the Lord Jesus Christ, he has made you a child of God. It's a responsibility that you have to accept God's generous gift. The Holy Spirit is knocking on the door of your heart saying, if you don't know Jesus, you need to come and receive him now so that you might have eternal life. Pastor Jonathan mentioned bumper stickers a few minutes ago, and Jesus was the reason for the season. I have another favorite Christmas bumper sticker that says, wise men still seek him.
Amen.
And I'm reminded of the proverb that says, a fool says in his heart, there is no God.
Wow.
But wise men still seek him.
Amen.
Amen.
That's good. We're having a little bit of Christmas in July here. We're celebrating the birth, the life, the death, and the wonderful resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
And this is a no-so. It's not a think so, hope so. This is a no-so.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Jonathan was talking about the authority of Jesus. And there's a story in Scripture, Mark chapter 1. And I'm going to just give a couple of verses before that. And it says, now after that John the Baptist was put into prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Now as Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew his brother casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said unto him, come after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. And straightway, immediately, they forsook their nets and followed Jesus. And when he got a little further after that, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were also in the ship mending their nets. And straightway, Jesus called to them, and they left their father Zebedee in the ship with the hired servants, and went after Jesus. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day, as was his custom, Jesus entered into the synagogue and taught. And they in the synagogue were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. And there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art you come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold your peace, and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were amazed insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority, Jesus commanded even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. And immediately his fame spread throughout all of the region round about Galilee. And forthwith, when they had come out of the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and they tell him of her. And Jesus came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. And immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. And at evening, When the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased. Now they waited until evening because they were under the rules of Judaism that you don't work on the Sabbath, and walking there would have been a violation of the religious rules. Now Jesus didn't hesitate when he healed Simon's mother-in-law, but the folks did come to Jesus, and they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils, and all of the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of different diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him.
That's the power and authority that Christ has, that he has given us as well.
Amen.
And you were reading about the healing, power over the demons, power over every situation. And, you know, it's a wonderful truth today when we pray. And we have prayed for Gene and Donna, and just believing the Lord. We know that God is a God with all authority, all authority, and has authority over every condition. So when we ask, we're confident that we have those things we ask for.
Amen.
And that's powerful. Was looking at Exodus 15, where it's the scripture, "For I am the Lord that healeth thee," right? Exodus 15:26. And just thinking about that that truth today, that God saves us. He delivers us from the powers of darkness, delivers us from the kingdom of darkness. We are brought into the kingdom of God, and he fills us with his Spirit. He empowers us. He strengthens us. And then he leads us and guides us into truth. Marge, you were talking about how, you know, you had these conceptions that were religious. They were traditions.
Amen.
But they were not truth.
No, they weren't.
And they limited your ability to understand the goodness of God.
Yes.
And so once we come into the kingdom and we're born again, you know, I think many times about that father that had the child that had the issues in Mark chapter 9. You know, he would throw himself and down, and, you know, this demonic spirit would come on him. And the father took his child to the disciples, and they weren't equipped on that day to do anything about that. And Jesus ministered to him, and the man said, "If you can do anything," you know, "Lord, if you can do anything." He explained the problem. Many people know the problem.
Yes.
But they don't know where to go to get the answer.
Yes.
You know, this father's talking about, this is what goes on in my son's life. He has a tremendous, you know, horrific life. And I was hoping to get some help with this. And, you know, sometimes we go to the doctors and we search in all kinds of places for answers and solutions. Some people to the bottle, some people to some drug, many people to sex and other addictive lifestyles and behaviors. But there is no answer to the needs of man and woman's heart.
Nobody.
Other than in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's it. And Jesus said, "What do you mean, if I can do anything? All things are possible with God, and all things are possible to he who believes, to those who believe." Amen. And so we are believing today, and we're wanting to encourage you.
Amen.
In your faith, whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through today, want to encourage you to get involved in worship this weekend. You need to give the times of your service again today so people can get involved, I think, and give that address again. Maybe give some phone numbers out and let people know where and how they can connect with you all at Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, because you all will be gathering later today, I'm sure.
Yes, at 2 p.m. We meet at... the address is 455 Southeast Osceola, Stuart, Florida. And that's next to Martin Memorial. That's Martin Memorial North Hospital. And our service will begin today at 2 p.m. till 4 o'clock. And then we have like a fellowship dinner afterwards. And we honor the Sabbath. It's the day of rest. So we honor the Sabbath day, we praise him, we honor him in dance, in song, in prayer, and the word, and in testimony. So if you would like to come today, please come. The telephone number for Pastor Gene and Donna is 772-285-7007. If you would like directions, right now, they are, since they are in the hospital, you could call the radio station and Pastor Jonathan could answer questions. If you have any questions about today's talking today, the radio station WCNO is 772-881-1100.
All right. We have two numbers, so we're getting you a little confused there, but you're right. We have one local number.
Yes.
If you're in the area where 772 works, and that's 221-1100. Or, Marge, as we were looking at that 888 number.
Yes.
It's an 888-221-8990.
Amen.
And that number is good from anywhere. You can call in on that number. And so, you know, we're talking about today about being born again. We're talking about the power of God to bring spiritual healing and physical healing.
Yes.
About the authority of God, that when God speaks, His word is fulfilled. The word never comes back void. He sends it out, never comes back void.
Amen.
And so when you were reading, Bob, for God so loves the world, that includes you. It includes every family. Yes. Includes that lady today that's going through a broken home. It includes that single father, single parent father that's struggling with his children. It includes that teenager that's listening today. It includes that that unwed mother that has a child that's struggling with difficulties. It includes the family that lost your job. You're looking for work. You're looking for direction.
Amen.
It includes that individual that's in the prison today. You know, the wonderful thing about the gospel is that whosoever will. I'm one of those.
I am too. I was a whosoever.
Amen. We sing that song, Amazing Grace, right? I once was blind, but
now I see.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
And you know, Pastor Jonathan, after I started reading the word and I was listening to my pastors, I thought this was very interesting, is that He calls us. We heard a message like you're hearing today on the radio, but He'll put that unction down in your spirit.
He sure will.
And He'll woo you. He'll just woo you to Him. So if that's happening, He's calling you.
That's right.
He's calling you because, you know, if you're in a state of loneliness, as Pastor Jonathan has named so many people, so many areas of our lives that we may be hurting in, there's one that cares and one that died for our sins. And it's Yeshua. It's Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He cares about every hair on your head. Boy, when I read that, I thought, oh my goodness. He doesn't miss a beat. And anything that you need, if you call upon Him, He will answer you. And He'll even teach you to hear His still, small voice.
Amen. Amen.
Now, if you're coming to visit us today at 2 o'clock at our services, don't be surprised if you get there if the sign out front says Stewart Alliance Church, because we lost the facilities that we had been using for years. And Pastor Jim Brocious and the people at Stewart Alliance were very gracious in allowing us to meet in their church building on Saturdays. And if you can't make services on Saturday, you could attend services there at 10 o'clock at Steward Alliance, and Pastor Jonathan pastors a nice church. And you're, tell us where you were located.
Well, we're downtown at Flagler Place, right off of Flagler Avenue. But this isn't about us today.
This I know is that. About,
yeah, amen. But it is great. Pastor Jim Brocious is a dear friend to the kingdom.
Yes.
And he has offered their facilities to so many different organizations.
Yes.
And, you know, he just has a heart for the kingdom to be built.
Amen.
And that's what I love about Gene and Donna as well. They are not looking to gain anything for themselves. They're looking to lift Jesus up. They're lifting the Lord up from a Jewish perspective, and their heart is to build the kingdom of God. And they support the rest of the body. They've been praying for this region and believing that the Lord wants to bring the spiritual leadership together to seek the face of the Father so that the spiritual atmosphere can be changed over our region. And that is certainly part of our prayer and part of our desire.
Yes.
And so we are going to continue to lift them up in prayer. In fact, we have a few minutes left, but I was thinking about this storm that seems to be headed toward Louisiana. And
yes,
we should pray for those precious people, and we should lift that up today. I don't know if, Bob, that's something might be on your heart that think that would be good.
Yes. I have worked hurricanes in Louisiana half dozen times in years past, lived 6 months in New Orleans after Katrina, and so it's a very vulnerable area, and I have been in 1,000 homes in New Orleans that were destroyed by hurricanes. And so I just want to do pray for those folks. Father God, we lift up the people in New Orleans and
yes,
southern Louisiana and the bayous where, with this rain that's expected to be as much as 2 feet deep, knowing that that'll flood the area and mm-hmm, the people will be at a loss. I've seen people in New Orleans being pushed down the street in tubs because no vehicle could get through. And Father, I just pray for these people and their needs, the utilities, and that Lord, that just is devastating when you lose everything and you're flooded and mm-hmm, and everything is rotting and stinks and you're marching through water to get in and out of your house. And Lord, we just pray that they will be spared this, and that this storm will be lessened in intensity, amen, or moderated over time so that it doesn't do all of this damage to those people who get hit over and over,
amen,
again. And Father, I thank you that there are so many churches in that area that go out and reach out and help people. And I saw the Salvation Army feeding crowds, and big churches coming in with food and blankets and stuff. So, Lord, we know that you have made provision, that you care for the people that are in need because you love us and you care for us. And I thank you in the name of Jesus.
Amen. It's good for us to pray one for another.
Yes.
Amen. Because we face some of those things ourselves here in our state, not with all of the challenges that they have in Louisiana, but certainly we're mindful of our nation. We pray for our nation. We pray for our president, our leaders, and we pray for godly wisdom over our nation. And, you know, one thing, sometimes we may think, well, I'm not sure exactly how to pray. I may not know exactly the words in our known language to know how to pray. But one thing that is certainly always appropriate is to say, Lord, have mercy on this nation.
Amen.
Yes.
Because our nation has been so blessed of God.
Yes.
And on too many occasions, we have failed to really honor God and give him the glory
that's due
for
him,
his blessings that's due him. And so this is appropriate. And so as a part of the body of Christ, as you're listening today, Marge, once again, why don't you give the service times, and let's so people in these last few minutes can maybe jot that down. And if you're making plans, you would have time to get over there. You don't have to get all dressed up in a tuxedo. You know, people can come as they are, right?
And come as you are.
There you go.
We're not just come as you are. The Lord doesn't look at our clothes. He doesn't look at our hairdo. He doesn't look at how much money you have. Come with your heart expecting to receive a blessing from him.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. The address, again, for the Alliance Church is 455 Southeast Osceola in Stuart, Florida. And it's next to the North Martin Memorial Hospital. And the hour is from 2 p.m. until 4, or maybe a little after, according to how the Lord leads. Sometimes Amen. It runs a little longer. So if you'd, you know, Pastor Gene and Donna, what you hear on the radio program, if you've been listening a while, what you hear here at the station is what you will hear in the service.
Amen.
And as they pour out their hearts, you'll see them. You'll see who they are. There's no facade. They are truly precious pastors in the Lord, and they share the truth.
Amen. And we're down to about the last minute. And I wanted to say again that during this time of recovery and restoration of the Lord in their lives, that Gene is recovering, but continue to lift him in prayer. He still has some procedures to be done. He is in ICU, but he is stable and making progress. So we continue to lift him up in prayer, trust the Lord, believe the Lord for his healing, and also want to encourage you to continue to support this ministry, both prayerfully and financially, during this time that they're away from the mic. And I know they would love to be with us today, and they're just not quite able to be here. Now, we have about 30 seconds, and I don't know if there's a closing word that you have.
We ask also that you'd pray for Pastor Donna. Donna and Pastor Gene have been married for 58 years, and this is awfully hard on her also. And we thank you for listening to us as we raise the standard. And I want to close with the words that I mentioned earlier. Do you know that Jesus loves you? Does it matter? Do you care?
All right. Shabbat.
Shabbat shalom. Shalom, and look up, for your redemption draweth nigh.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives, and remember that Jesus is Lord and that he is the spirit of prophecy.